Okay, I have to start from scratch. So when does the guy know when he has to go out to work? Okay.
Rebbe?
Yeah.
But what Rebbe's saying means that he's so fair, he's still going to be over by early Monday, but he doesn't have a bitul on him. But Rashi says, Rashi on Kodesh Adar says that if the problem is by early Monday, so should you be good to bitul? But the bitul is not going to be done by Socher because the Torah is supposed to be in the mask here, and the problem is by Rabbi Motze that he has on him. Rashi seems to say that Bidika is not going to be what you use to get rid of Rabbi Motze. So how's he going to get rid of Rabbi Motze on himself? Masker is going
to be. I'm not calling. You have to say it again. There's a lot of background noise. Should
I move? Does Rabbi want me to move? I can try to move. What I'm saying is that.
Was he in five class?
In official, Fishbeis Medrash.
What?
In official.
You were?
In NTA.
Say hello to official.
Yeah. I'm saying that the Rashi in Chovas Adar says that.
What happened?
Problem is by Rabbi Yamatze, so we can then. Is it good? Maybe can you hear me?
Yeah, I hear you fine. There's a big echo, but I hear you. Okay.
So he says that the problem is, he says if the problem is by Rabbi Yamatze, so don't get rid of it through Bitika because Bitika is the only Dirabonin, Bitzaba Masagi. Therefore, if you have by Rabbi Yamatze, get rid of it with Bittul. But if we're saying that the Sochar has by Rabbi Yamatze, but we can't. He's not the one who's able to do bittul, then what's Shan Rashi there? In Chovas Adar, who says bittul is going to get rid of Rabbi Matze. The master is not, who says the master's bittul is going to get rid of the Rabbi Matze for the Sochar?
Because since bittul is a Maisa Bailin that turns it into like Toch Banel Batit, you turn it into literally Afadara, so in the master's Mavatl, it becomes Afadara for the whole world.
But isn't there, so. For Bali Rabbi Matzi, there's no special chiv on the socher, the afkam. It's just it has to get done, not by him.
No, there isn't. And it's totally in what we're saying. Azan Adonin. If you learn that bittul is that I'm a sikh das and I have no personal zika to the chametz. So everybody has to make their own bittul. The socher, the masker, everybody has to be mevatul for themselves because what does my bittul have to do with him? I have no yachas to it, but he does. But now that we're saying, no, it's a ma'isa bialim that your imam is turning it into afadara. That's why that's the chatchila zeh biur. What makes it a kim of biur is the fact that I'm really making it to afadara. So if I'm not a bialim, I can't do it at all. But on the other hand, if I am a bialim, I can do it for the whole world. Because I'm the bialim and I'm saying this is off of hearts. Just like any ma'isa bialim, like a mashkin, when you need to make something into a food for tumah v'tahara, it has to have that it was got wet l'tzoynoi. The Ratzon of the Bailim, that makes it into food. But it makes it into food for the whole world. If you're not a Bailim, you're nobody. You're not a player. And if you're the Bailim, you can do it for the whole world because it's a chalais in the food. If the Bailim ever can make a chalais in the food to give it a chashivas, to take away from it a chashivas. Or you have something which is not a kli and you want to make it into a kli and sometimes it's totally in your das. If you think it's a finished product, you're manufacturing it. You think it's a finished product, it becomes a kli. It's makabel tuma. If you don't think it's a kli, you think it still has more work to go, then it's not a kli and it's not makabel tuma. It's totally in the Bailim. And whatever the Bailim thinks is kaveh for the whole world. So if the Bayam thinks this is food, then it's food. If the Bayam thinks that it's afadara, then it's afadara for the whole world.
So what's the Mukhi Yosef going to say in Rashi here?
Same thing. All the Mukhi said was that bitl works is like toch b'nei b'tit. That it's like you took a kup of sa'or, you took a block of sa'or, and you painted it over, you made it into a chair. So if you do it physically, it could be you don't have to be the Bayam to be toch b'nei b'tit because you're doing a physical action. But if it's just a mental action, only a Bailam can have a mental thing. Only the mental attitude of the Bailam can make a chalos in the chefts of the chametz.
I know what I'm saying, Rebbe. But what happens with how can you mashmi la'achila if it's mamish kir in the gore now? I mean, if his bittul. Sorry.
How could you change your mind?
I mean, yeah, how could changing his mind on the achila do anything to it?
He's the bialim. If he's the bialim, he could take the afadara and he could say, but I want to eat it now, it's food.
But the bedika, the Mugi Yusuf says that's the reason why we do bedika. But if the bedika is going to be done by the Socher, so how does that help? He's not the Baal. He didn't do anything to it.
No, the Mugi Yusuf says that you do bedika lest the Baalim be nimlech al habitul. So the Socher should be bedik, because otherwise the Baalim might be nimlech the mask, it might be nimlech on the bittul. Yes, how's the Baalim going to find the Gluski off if it's sitting by the Socher? Okay, that already, I don't know if Chazal was so nochist every case-by-case basis. But you can ask Amakashim in that sad. The whole Bdika is only, according to the Mekir Yosef, Shema Yimse Gluski off and you'll be Nimlech on the Bittul. And the only person who can be Nimlech on the Bittul is the Masker, not the Socher. And the Masker is not going to find the Gluski off because he's not even living there. So how's the Masker going to find the Gluski off? Yeah, so I don't know. But I don't think that's the end of the world. That already, they didn't say, well, over here, you don't have to have bika because the mask is not going to find the gluska yofen. That we're not, that we don't say.
Rabbi?
Or maybe the Mekir Yosef holds to both of everybody. I don't know what the Mekir Yosef holds to, but I ask you, that I don't know. But I see all I want from the Mekir Yosef, we're talking about different Mekir Yosefs. All I want from the Mekir Yosef, that Tochman Evatit, is that the way bittel works is that it's a chalais and the chetzah. Which is the way everybody understood until now. I had the Shtikul Torah, before the semester even started, I had the Shtikul Torah in Rashi that the Seicher does Bittul because it's a Hesach Hadas and it's, I have no Zika to the Chometz. That's not the normal, that was my Shtikul Torah, and I think maybe Kshem Shekib Altis Charalad Risha, I'll be Makabas Charan and Pisha. I think doesn't work with Rashi and Davov. The normal understanding of how Bittul works according to Rashi, if it's Hefker, it's Hefker. But according to Shem, that it's not Hefker. The normal traditional understanding is that I can make Yosef, that it's Tochman Ebatit, that I'm making it literally into Afa Aretz, and it has to be the Mask attack and not the Secher. Everybody assumed it. That's why the normal working assumption is that the Mask has to be Mavadal, not the Secher. And that's the Poshup Shat in Gemara, that after Zman Yisur, you can't be Mavadal anymore, because it's a Maisa Bailim. And once it's Osir Bailim, no, it's not a Maisa Bailim, to do it, a Maisa Bailim. So we're not saying, I'm not saying now a chiddush. I'm being chayzer from a chiddush. Okay, let's go back to Taisus. So Taisus learns that the Gemara, that Beit Gimel, Taisus like this, that's a double poshut, that if you were masked Beit Gimel, Taisus Madaik in the Lashon of the Gemara, Taisus Rosh, that Taisus Ben Peretz, the Roman Madaik from the Lashon of the Gemara, that a masked bias Beit Dalet means that it took place on Yadalid, which means that's why it's a bayah. If it be a gimel, it would for sure be on the Secher. So why, if it's Yadalid, is it any different? Taisa doesn't spell out why if be a gimel is for sure on the Secher. That Taisa doesn't speak out b'feirish. Nor does Taisa Rebbeinu Peretz. Even the Taisa Saros doesn't really speak that out b'feirish. Later, the Taisa Saros, when he's explaining that sad that Allah Secher lived like Yadalid, he says, because he's the one who has the Shem Yovel Lachle. That's the tzad of Allah Seichel Livdek. But why be it Gimel, it's for sure Allah Seichel Livdek, that Taisus doesn't spell out the Beferish. Why is Yid Gimel different than, why is Yid Dalet different than, why in Yid Gimel is it possible that Allah Seichel Livdek? But still, the Chayr of the Poshup Shat is, because since Taisus holds that the Takon of Dika is Shel Yovel Lachle, so it stands to reason that it should be Allah Seicher Livdek. So let's assume like that. We'll see. We have to change our mind. But let's assume like that. The reason why Beit Gimel, it's a Vada Allah Seicher Livdek, is because he's the one who Shema Yovel Lachle. Maybe there's other reasons also. Again, maybe it's worth stressing. That does not say Beferish and Taisus. But we could use that as a point of departure. We can't have every time 50 possibilities. We'll lose the thread very quickly. So we'll say it's a working assumption. But Yud Gimel, Avada the Seicher has to be Bayde because Shema Yovel Lachle. But the Gemara Shaila is, what about Beit Dalet? Hamaske Bayis Beit Dalet. So why is it Hamaske Bayis Beit Dalet? The projectors, I don't really have so much from the projector. I see everybody over here and you guys are not looking at them and they don't know that they're on the wall. So maybe we should just close the projector because it's distracting. Yeah, I see everybody anyway, so like, what do we have? So what's Beit Dalet? So Taisa says that the reason why Beit Dalet is all of a sudden it's sad that Allah Maske Livdoik is because he was wearing his chayiv b'diko. B'knisis lel yadalad, the chayiv was chal on the masker. Because then there was no rental. So it belonged to the masker. And even if he's not mamish living there, the Tosis, I mean, the parish speaks out, maybe Tosis Rosh also, that even if the masker is not at home, he still has a chayiv b'diko. Even if you're not home, you have a chayiv b'diko. Even if you're mefarish v'yetzi b'shiyor toich lamed, you have a chayiv b'diko. So a lot of the mask has a chiyuv diko. So it's chalon it. When there's a seicher, we have a shaila. When there's a seicher, in order to go to the seicher. But kolzman there's no seicher, the chiyuv was chalon the mask. So now, b'lel yudalad, b'knisis lel yudalad, there was no seicher. The chiyuv was chalon the mask. Since the chiyuv was chalon the mask, maybe it stays on the mask. That's the Tosis. So the question we raised yesterday is, we started to talk about, but the Gemara, when the Gemara speaks out that sad that it's on the masker, the Gemara says a different word, that it's chamir didei. It's a different sor. Chamir didei, it's chamir didei in Yidgimel too. That's not what the Gemara is saying. It is chosu. The Gemara should say, "Ala masker lived like shekvar chal chiv chiv olav." That's problem number one. Problem number two is that the Gemara wants to be medamet to mezuzah. You see, by mezuzah, it's halasoicher lalasos mezuzah, so it's a ride that halasoicher lived like. Manashach. If the Gemara already knows chayves ador, that mezuzah is chayves ador, so what's the ride in the first place? And if the Gemara thinks that it's a chayva of the balabayas, in the Havamina, when a parrot speaks out the Ferish, of the Saka Daita, because it's a Chayv and the Balabayas. So then why talk about Al-Asaycha Livdok? The whole side in Aaron Gemara that Al-Asaycha Livdok, L'Chayra, is because he's the one who had the Shema Yovel Ochle. And Tosfos speaks out the Ferish, that the side that Al-Asaycha Livdok is because he's the one who has the Shema Yovel Ochle. So what do you have by Mezuzah that's analogous to that? The Tosis never said those words, that the Sadr al Asaych Livdik is because he's the one who has the Shema Yovel Ochle. And Tosis doesn't say those words, and Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz also doesn't say those words. I think Tosis Rosh and Tosis Rabbeinu Peretz are going to be different Mahalchim in the Gemara. That's what it seems to me right now. But Tosis Rosh speaks that out beferish, that the Sadr al Asaych Livdik is because he's the one who has Ba'yor Ba'yor Matzim. So then I don't understand. So what's going on by Mezuzah? There's no Shema Yovel Ochle over there. So, Manushach, if it's a Chayves Ador, so I understand Allah Seich Livdik, but it has nothing to do with Chometz. And if it's not a Chayves Ador, then it should be Tak Alamaskil, then it should be Alamaskil Asis Mezuzah. So why is it Allah Seich Alasis Mezuzah? So, I thought maybe we could say. Yeah.
Could it be that mezuzah is not a raya that the socher should have to do it? It's just a raya that the maskir shouldn't. Meaning we see by mezuzah that the maskir is the one who owns the house, b'shas chiyuv, and we choose the socher anyway because he's living there. So similarly by chametz, when the shas bedika comes in, it's on this maskir to do it. But we shouldn't choose that side. Meaning we should choose the side of shamayav al-akhla more. Meaning it shows that the maskir's chiyuv of having it b'shas, meaning the maskir owning it b'shas chiyuv is not enough of a tzvar.
But how do we solve the problem? I mean, at the end of the day, if we think that it's a chayves ador, that's the most teretz. And if we don't think that it's a chayves ador, then why should the chiv of the masker go? Of course, the chiv of the masker doesn't go away. Why should it go away? Oh, by us, it only goes away because the seicher is the one who has the shem yovel ochle. If there be no seicher here, it would stay by the masker. So if it's not a chayves ador, it should stay by the. Well, of course, it should stay by the masker. It's like he never entered out the house.
Right. Exactly. I mean, before the gemara knew chayves ador. Even though the Gemara didn't know Chavas Adar, the Gemara brought Mezuzah and it didn't know Chavas Adar yet. Right. And even so, we saw that we didn't choose the Master, we choose the Socher. So, it's kind of a common argument, and we have a Sar of Shem Yavala Achlo.
I hear, that's true as far as it goes, but how do the Gemara understand why it's Allah Seich Aludah? I mean, you know, I think I said yesterday, yeah, we could say it's a kavachayim, a madach by mezuzah, it doesn't make any sense, it's alas seichel livdoik, so by us, where it makes sense, it's alachas kama v'chama, which is not wrong, and maybe even you can learn the Gemara that way. But if that's a doichuk, that's a doichuk. I mean, it's not impossible. You can learn the Gemara doesn't have a hesper why alas seichel livdoik, alas seichel asas mezuzah. We don't have a hezbo. But you see that ala seichel has a mezuzah even. So ala chaskama v'chamad, that's ala seichel lifting. But that's a doichik. It's mashma that the Gemara understands why it's ala seichel lifting, because that's a tzad that ala seichel. I understand ala seichel has a mezuzah, because it's like ala seichel lifting.
Rabbi?
Yeah.
Is there room to say that?
Anyway, hold on. Let me just think for a second what Nathan was saying. You could say that maybe our derech we were talking about when we were learning the sugya in the very beginning in Rashi, that maybe the pshitas from mezuzah is like a pshitas min atzad, that really of Adam mezuzah is ala maskir. But you see that the seicher is like the superintendent for the maskir; he does all the chiyuvei maskir. So we could say maybe such a mahalach within the Taisa Rosh. The tzadi asafik are is it ala maskir? Is the tzadi asafik are is it ala maskir because kain is chayev? Or is it on the seicher because Shema Yavoi la'ochlei? But the Gemara wants to be patient. You see by mezuzah, even if it's ala maskir, but the seicher does it for the maskir. You see by mezuzah, it's definitely on the maskir, and yet the seicher does it for the maskir. That would be available. That we could go that route. I don't think a Tosfos Rosh is mashma that way. I don't have a Tosfos Rosh. Oh, here I have a Tosfos Rosh. Yeah, like a shlichus. I don't know if you need shlichus. I don't know if it's a mitzvah shibagufa that you need shlichus. But it's like I have to see to it that the house is baduk, and the seich is the one who sees to it for me. It's not mashman tells the rest that way at all. He says, "Ubo lemishit mi mezuzah." The afal gav the chal on the maskir chiyav mezuzah kaidim shiskira. Even though the chiyav was already chal on the maskir, chayev hasoicher lasis mezuzah. But the fact that he stresses, even though the chiyav was already chal on the maskir, you see that it goes over to the soicher. If it's a new pshitas from that side that the soicher is doing it for the maskir because he's like a superintendent, then it's something. So maybe you don't have to say that the chiyuv was already chal, from the fact that he has to stress, the chiyuv was already on the maskir, and yet it goes over to the seicher. It sounds like he's within the tzadi abaya. And the one in the chiyuv was already chal on the maskir, but on the other hand, maybe she could really, berites in the beit gimel, would have gone to the seicher. So by mezuzah also, you see, it was already chal on the maskir, and yet it goes over to the seicher. If we're going to say that it's a new pshitus min atzad, so then you don't have to speak that out. Maybe the chiyuv is on the maskir, and it stays on the maskir. It can't be poker from the maskir, but the seicher does it for the maskir. It's not a pshitus min atzad. It's within the tzadi abaya.
Even if it's not a pshitus min atzad, it is meduyik in the lashon of the Tosfos Rosh that the raya is that even though it's on, it should be on the maskir, it's not.
That's what I need done. Well, it says it should be on the maskir because he was ready in his chayiv.
Right. So the same thing is by
on the contrary. It's mashma that it should be on the seicher. But since the maskir was kvain as chayiv, so it's like b'dikas chometz that should be on the seicher, but the maskir was kvain as chayiv. Again, the diuk is that it really should be on the seicher. That sad that it's ala maskir lasis mezuzah is because he was kvain as chayiv, and you see that doesn't matter, and the chiyuv goes to the natural place, which is the seicher. So it's mashma that the Gemara thinks the natural place for the chiyuv is the seicher, but we don't know yet chayiv sador. If we knew chayiv sador, what was the raya in the first place?
Rabbi,
yeah,
could it be that the Gemara, it does know that chova sadar, that really, just like by chametz, we know that shemiv olachlo really should be on the socher. So do by mezuzah, right? I mean, it doesn't say that it knows that really should be on the socher, and then the gemara says chova sadar later, meaning as Tosfos says kolomar, that not that it's just that it's on the socher, but if the socher wasn't there, right, he wouldn't need to do any mezuzah.
Saying good thing. Maybe the gemara knows that it's a chova sadar, but not the way the gemara says it at the end. Taisa taka and taisa rostra as chova sadar means even if there would be no seicher and the maskir wouldn't be home, there'd also be no chiyuv mezuzah. And the maskir would have stopped living there, there would also be no chiyuv mezuzah. That the Gemara doesn't know yet. But the Gemara does know that mezuzah is tied up with the dira. The chiyuv mezuzah is tied up with the dira, and therefore it should be on the seicher. But yet, since the maskir was kvar as chayiv, so maybe the chiyuv should still stay with the maskir. That I think could be true for the Tosfos. I think that's in Tosfos Rosh for sure. I think that's certainly part of what's going on over here. That our kochich the Gemara thinks that mezuzah also, just like by Bdikas Chometz, where's the natural place for the chiyuv? When you have a soicher, be it gimel l'mashal, who has the chiyuv, the soicher? Because when you have a choice between a masker and a soicher, and you're talking about before the chalais achiyuv, the natural place where the chiyuv descends is on the soicher. So be it gimel, the chiyuv descends, devolves on the soicher. So the natural place where the chiyuv mezuzah ought to devolve, if the soicher would build the house, for example, then it would be on the soicher. The issue at hand is because here it was already chal on the maskir. Since it was already chal on the maskir, maybe it stays by the maskir. That we see from mezuzah that that's not true. That even though the maskir had the chiyuv, but now that there's a soicher and he's the natural person who would have put up the mezuzah, so that it goes over to the soicher. So the Gemara knows that the chiyuv mezuzah is on the one who's living there. We don't know the other thing, the chayvus hador, that even with that, but we know that the natural person to be chayiv is the one who's living in the house, which is the seicha.
I mean, those are the two understandings of the first one.
In fact, Tosafot ben Peretz says beferish that the havamina was that the mezuzah is on the balabais. Not on the sefer. The Sakadaitik was that it's a chayvus balabais. And we'll have to think that through. I think Tosafot ben Peretz is a separate nidun that you have to work through the sugya separately for him. But in Tosafot HaRosh, who doesn't say that, and who says that the tzad that the sefer, I think this Tosafot ben Peretz, I don't want to get things confused, but I think Tosafot ben Peretz is a different tzad why al-Sefer lived like. Not because he's the natural person should have the chayv. But according to Tosafot HaRosh, that the reason why the Seicher should be Chayiv in Dikas Chometz is because he's the one who has the Shem Yovel Ochlei. So the natural place for the Chayiv is on the Seicher. But yet there's a Svar that since it was already Chal in the Maskir, it can't be transferred to the Seicher. So we have to learn Mezuzah's Al Derech Zeh, that the natural place for Chayiv Mezuzah is on the Seicher. Because the Gemara knows that the Chayiv Mezuzah is on the one who's living there. But yet the Gemara has a svara that maybe since it was already chal on the maskir, it can't go over to the seicher. So that's good as far as it goes. But then we still need to understand both by Bdikas Chometz and by mezuzah. A, why can't the chiyuv go over from the maskir to the seicher? If the natural place of the chiyuv is on the seicher, that means he's the one who's chayiv. So why can't it go over to him? If now he's the one who's chayiv, why can't the chiyuv go over to him? And number two, even if we have a hezbeh for it, but what does that do with chamiri today? The Gemara makes it sound like the reason why the chiyuv can't leave the masker is because it's his chometz. It's chamiri today. The gimel is also chamiri today, and that wasn't a problem. It still went to the seicher. So what's this combination, chamiri today plus the fact that the chiyuv was already chal on the masker? Those two things together give me a tzadar ala masker lifting. So that's the thing that needs a hezbeh. So I thought that maybe the hezbeh could be benusuch zeh. That we'll start with Bdikas Chometz. Bdikas Chometz, Tosafos holds the sibas achiyuv why they were misakim Bdikas Chometz is shem yovel l'ochle. So mitzad the sibas achiyuv now that it's mitzad the sibas achiyuv, if there's no seicher, the chiyuv is on the masker, even if he's not home, toich lamed, he might go in. Chayim Lamed, he doesn't have to think about it. But Toich Lamed made a takona. He might go home. He might go into the house. It belongs to him. There's a takona. Shema Yovel Lochli. We have the Sibas Achiv. But now that there's a Soicher, it's had the Sibas Achiv. The Soicher is more. The Soicher is actually living there. About it, his Shema Yovel Lochli is much bigger. And moreover, once the Soicher is there, the masker can't go in. So the masker's Shema Yovel Lochli even disappeared now. Because now the Shema Yovel Lochli is only the Soicher. So mitzad the sibas achiyuv, about the sibas achiyuv is on the seicher now. However, even though the sibas achiyuv is shem yovel ochlei, but the chiyuv is chal, the way the chiyuv is chal, it's not just do a ma'aseh bdika, you shouldn't eat the chametz. The chiyuv is chal on the chametz to be mevaret min oil. Very reminiscent of the Shulchan Aruch Harav. We'll see if we can go all the way to the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that reminiscent of the Shulchan Aruch Harav, that even though the reason for the Takan Hashem Yovel Ochloi, but they were, what they were misakim was a chayvus bir. What the Shulchan Aruch calls it is by Yor Bayot by Motzim Divrei Sefer. That's a very radical lashon. I'm not sure we're going to say that. We'll see if we want to say such a radical lashon. But for the time being, let's just say the chiyuv is chal on the chametz. It's a chiyuv beer on the chametz. The sibas achiyuv is because Shem Yovel Ochle. But the way the chiyuv is chal, it's chal is a chalois chiyuv beer on the chametz. So now the shaila is if it would be beer gimel before the chalois chiyuv. So since the sibas achiyuv is Shem Yovel Ochle, and that's the seicher. So the chiyuv biur is chal on the seicher. And now the chalais chiyuv biur will be for the seicher will have a chiyuv to be via the chametz. At this juncture, it's where it gets hard to say exactly the nusach of the Shulchan Aruch HaRav, that it's a bal yiroh, bal yimotzi, midifrei seifrim. How can the seicher have a bal yiroh, bal yimotzi, midifrei seifrim if it's not his chametz at all? So we'll come back to that, but that's why maybe to say it as strongly as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav is hard. But let's say not so strong as the Shulchan Aruch HaRav. Now we're not going to call it a Bal Yiroh by Motzi Mitivei Seifrim. But it's a Chalois Chiyuv Bir in the Chometz. So B'Yigimel, the Seicher, since the Sibas HaChiyuv is the Seicher is living there, so the Seicher now has a Chiyuv Bir in this Chometz that's in the house. So the B'Yigimel is no Shaila. But Yidalid, the maskir, the chiyuv chalois, the chiyuv beer in the chametz was chal on the maskir. The maskir now has a chiyuv beer on this chametz. But now all of a sudden, things change. The sibas achiyuv now you give it over to a seicher. Now the sibas achiyuv is because of the seicher. So do I say, well, since the sibas achiyuv changed, so the chalois chiyuv also goes over to the seicher? The chalois achiyuv follows the chitzibas achiyuv. Since the reason for the takana now is because of mitzadim the seicher, so maybe the chiyuv itself now shifts and goes to the seicher. Or maybe not. Maybe we'll say no. The mice of the chiyuv, the chalois beer, the maskir, had a mitzvah's beer on this chametz. And since the maskir had a mitzvah's beer on this chametz, emes, the sibas achiyuv was because of Shem Yovel Ochle, and now the Shem Yovel Ochle is by the seicher. But since the chiyuv was already chal, the chiyuv beer on the chametz was already chal, and it was chal on the maskir. The maskir was the one who has a chiyuv to be mevar the chametz. So once the chiyuv was chal, the chiyuv beer was chal on the maskir. So even though the sibas achiyuv has changed, but the chalos achiyuv stays that it's a chiyuv of the maskir. And that's only true, perhaps, because it's Chamira Didei. Because if it wasn't Chamira Didei, then he would have, and he left the house, and it's not even his chometz, and he moved out, and he can't get in anymore, then he would have no shaykhes anymore to this chometz. Nobody would say that if he's mafkir the chometz, well, the Shulchan Aruch says maybe they didn't allow him to be mafkir the chometz, but Me'ikar HaDin, if you mafkir the chometz, you don't have any more achiyuv, you don't have any more achiyuv. Maybe your hefker is not affected, but here about it is affected. But here, if it wouldn't be Chamira Didei, and he gave it over to, if he himself was a seicher, like we talked about a scenario where he himself is a seicher, he was seicher be Yigimel, he got the chiyuv bdika, and then the night of Yudalid, he gives it over to a sub seicher, he sublets it. So it's mashmin the Gemara. Then I won't say the chiyuv is by the mas, by is by seicher and seicher A. The chiyuv will go to seicher B, because that Chamira Didei of seicher A. The only svara that it should stay by the seicher is because it's Chamira Didei. But if it wouldn't be Chamira Didei, again, the chametz belongs to Reuben. And Yud Gimel, he gave it over, he rented it out to Shimon. So who has the chiyuv now of Dika? Shimon. Because Yud Gimel is no shayla, the seicher lived there. The sibas achiyuv is Shimon, he's the one who's living there. Now, Belel Yudalid, Shimon rents it out to Levi. So even on a tzadar al maski lived there, but it's Meduik in the Gemara, it's only on the Maskil Lifta because it's Chamira Didei. Over here, it's not Chamira Didei, it's not Shimon's Chametz, it's Reuben's Chametz. And Reuben gave it away, already rented it out already, be Gimel, so Reuben's out of the picture. So who would have the Chiyuv? Then the Chiyuv would switch to Levi. The notion that since the Chiyuv was already Chal on the Chiyuv, beer was Chal on the Chametz, so it stays with the Maskir, is only because the Maskir still has a Shaykhus to the Chametz. He's the Bailam on the Chametz. So since he's still a Bailam on the Chametz, and it was chal a chiyuv beer on the chametz, so then there's a svar to say that maybe since the chiyuv beer was chal on the chametz, and it was chal on him, and it still is chametz. He still has a shaykhus to that chametz. So the chiyuv bir remains with him. But if it wouldn't be chamir any day, then even if he had a chiyuv bir on this chametz that's not his, but it's a chiyuv bir and a chametz that's not yours, if you walk away from the house, then about it that disappears. Because then what do I have to do with this chametz? But because it's still his chametz, it's shaykh that he should have a chiyuv bir on his chametz. Basher hu, by virtue of the fact that it's his chametz. When I tell you have a chiyuv bir on chametz that's yours, even if it's no shem yavol ochle. So it's shaykh to have a chiyuv bir on the chametz that's yours, even without a shem yavol ochle. Maybe that's a good nusach. Maybe we could add that to the nusach. You see from the Torah itself that it's shaykh to have a chiyuv bir on the chametz that doesn't have a shem yavol ochle. So even though that you took care of really with the rice with the bittel, and here the chiyuv bdika and the chiyuv bir is only because of shem yavol ochle. But at the end of the day, once the chiyuv bir was chal shem yavol ochle, that's the sibas achiyuv. But what's chal a chiyuv bir min ha'olam? A chiyuv bir in the chametz, and it's my chametz. I can have a chiyuv bir in my chametz. So maybe that stays. Maybe the chiyuv bir stays with me, or maybe no. Since right, the sibas achiyuv is shem yavol ochle, and that now is the seicher. So maybe this chiyuv bir midrabbana now goes over to the seicher. So what's the dimin to mezuzah? The dimin to mezuzah is that by mezuzah also the Gemara is assuming that the sibas achiyuv is the dira. If nobody would be living there'd be no chiyuv mezuzah. Empty house, let's say there's no chiyuv mezuzah. Yeah, that's not even sarochuk. The maskana, the empty house. It's the deer that's mechayev in mezuzah. Ma'isim poiskim is a nidun. If I have a house and I'm not living there, but I might go there next month, is it chayev in mezuzah or not? So that's a shaila. I think there's a shittim about mitzvah somewhere who says that even if I'm not living there right this second, but I have a house, I go in there once in a while, that's enough to be chayev in mezuzah. But if I'm not living there at all, it's not chayev in mezuzah. If nobody's living there ever, it's not chayev in mezuzah. It's the deer in the house that makes it chayev in mezuzah. So the sivas achiv is because right now the soich is living there. The mask is not living there anymore. And it's not even like a house that he lives in once in a while. He rented it out. He can't live there at all. So what's mechay? What's the sibas achiyuv? The seicha. Very likely that way. Even those who shayim hold the chiyuv of the seicha, but mezuzah is only the rabbanon, and the chiyuv of the mask is for sure only the rabbanon. Yeah. Anyway, I'm pretty sure that's how it is. If nobody's living in the house, there's no chiyuv mezuzah. So the sibas achiyuv is the seicha. But the chiv is chal. The chalais achiv is a chiv in the house. Is a chiv to be kavei mezuzah in the house. So the Gemara thought, so you see, and it's sad that Allah mask is done. And the Gemara thought, look, it should be the same thing over there. Originally, there was no seicher. It was the mask's house. The mask had a right to live there. I don't know if the mask lived there every day, but the mask had the right to live there. So with the chiv mezuzah was chal on, so the sibas achiv was from the mask here. And the chiyuv would now chal on the mask. The mask now is a chiyuv to put up a mezuzah on this house. And it's still his house now. That didn't stop being true. It's still chamir any day. It's still his house. But now the sibas achiyuv is the deer of the seicher. So the more I thought, it should be the same. It's the same issue. If you say that the chalois achiyuv follows the sibas achiyuv, then it'll go over to the seicher. Because now it's the seicher's deer that's mechayev the house and the mezuzah. So the seicher is the one who's going to have the chiyuv. Maybe because of Kain the Raisa Tikkun. But on the other end, if you say that once the Chiyuv was Chal on the Maski to put up a mezuzah in his house, so even if the Sibas Achiyuv changes, now it's not him who's living in the house. He has some other guy living there in the house. So the Sibas Achiyuv changed, but it's still his house, and so it remains true. So it's still his house. So he could still have a Chiyuv. So the Chiyuv to put a mezuzah on the house remains with him. And since it says Takal HaSoichel, see, it's not true. You see that the Chalois Achiyuv switches with the sibas achiyuv. Says the Gemara, no, there it's different because it's a chayvas. It's a chayvas hador. What does it mean? It's a chayvas hador. Chayvas hador means says Taisa Rosh and Taisus. Chayvas hador means that here it's different. Here, even though it's still a mask's house. But the fact that the mask is not living there means that as far as if the mask is not living there, then the mask is out of the picture. By chametz, even if you're not living in the house, you still have a chiyuv bdikah. So then there's a mokum to say that maybe you retain the chiyuv bdikah, even though the soicher now injected a new sibus achiyuv that eclipses your sibus achiyuv. But that's because a house that you're not living in, you still have a chiyuv bdikah. So the chiyuv bdikah that you had on your gimel and you had on knesis del yudalid, that chiyuv, if you took the soicher out of the picture, you would still have that chiyuv. The only thing is now the soicher has a new sibus achiyuv that's more sibus achiyuv than yours. So maybe the chiyuv should go over to the soicher. So that's already, that's still a bayah. Maybe yeah, maybe not. But in the case of mezuzah, forget the soicher. The minute you're not living in the house, you're permanently not living in the house. You rent it out to a guy or something, where you decide you're never going to live there anymore. The minute you're no longer living in the house, the chiyuv mezuzah from you is paka. If the chiyuv mezuzah from you is paka, even without the soicher being a factor, then it's not. Then we lose the whole. Forget the soicher. You no longer have a chiyuv mezuzah stamazay. The soicher doesn't come into the picture. I'm not living there anymore. I don't have a chiyuv mezuzah. I think that's the chesed in the Tosfos Rosh. Taisha made a parrot. We know where I think we're at. I don't know why we're so late. We'll stop with this. What I want to continue tomorrow, then we have to really go back to. But I want to continue tomorrow is Taisha made a parrot. So let's look at Taisha Rosh and see if this really works in Taisha Rosh. Taisha's in Taisha Rosh. Taisha's more, Taisha's very, I think, Taisha doesn't say so much. But Taisa Rosh does this work. And then I want to take a look at Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz. Is this a Mahalach in Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz too? I think Taisa Rabbeinu Peretz is different Diburim. I want to still think about the Shulchan Aruch HaRav and how he plays into all of this. Is he tenable at all? And I have some thoughts about that. And then we're going on to the next. There's also Rabbeinu David in the Sugya. I mean, a dove, it's important in the sugya. I don't know how long you want to send it. Take a look at Rabbeinu David also. Rabbeinu David has the new dibur. Okay.
Hey. Thank you, Rabbi.
Well, regards from Woodman.
Thank you, Rabbi.